When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We are hanging out in Salt Lake City for today and tomorrow. On our tour of cities where we are number one in the country, continuing. It is absolutely spectacular out here. We appreciate all of you listening in Utah and beyond. And we are going to have a good time out here in Salt Lake City and also in Park City through the weekend. Buck, I got to tell you, though, you know that I am a huge gambler. I love to gamble on sports. I love gambling markets in general. Just the opportunity to kind of check and see where the money is going, how things are lining up. And legally, you are not allowed to gamble on politics in the United States. But England, you can bet basically on any race that is out there. And so I'm constantly clicking refresh every day, basically, to follow Senate campaigns, to follow House races, odds of who might be president in 2024. Because rather than just pay attention to what people are saying and what the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Wall Street Journal might be writing or what they're saying on television, I like to see where people are actually putting their money. And I want to say this, as we are coming up on the end of August, the Senate is in dire straits right now. I don't want to lie to anybody out there. We've been saying there should be a red wave. But right now, there is not going to be a red wave in the Senate. In fact, it's possible Republicans could lose 3 or 4 seats in the Senate, which would be devastating. And even in the House right now, if you follow the dollars and what people are gambling, Republicans are still the favorite, but all the momentum and all of the money is rolling in on Democrats. We are throwing a party. We are throwing a party on election night in Nashville, and we are excited to do that. But Buck, when we were texting with our boss, Julie Talbot, about some of the details on the party, I was thinking about it on my flight, which of course was delayed like 3.5 hours because you can't fly anywhere in the country right now to Salt Lake City. And things may not be going like we were hoping. And so I was telling you off air here in the studio, I think it's time for Republicans to stop saying, hey, we're just kind of getting out of the way. We're going to let Joe Biden kind of dig his own grave. Being anti-Democrat is not enough. You have to sell what you're for. And I think it's time to start selling.
Who's making headlines right now on the Republican side? Who's coming forward and speaking about issues in a way that resonates with the GOP base? That sounds like there's an alternate plan. Biden stinks at this, while true, isn't inspiring. And Biden's not on the ballot.
That's right.
Which is what we are seeing now. This is something we've been prepared for a while. Even a lot of Democrats, even some independents, I'm sure, are going to say to themselves, okay, the administration, it hasn't worked out like they said it would, but I still like my guy or my gal in my state, whether it's for a congressional race, for a Senate seat. And this is why the you end up just like with sports, right? Whoever has more points on the screen at the end wins. These are the obvious statements that we all have to remind ourselves of. Candidates matter. The candidate obviously matters a lot in Pennsylvania. I mean, the crudité ad by Dr. Oz was not confidence inspiring in that moment. The candidate matters in Georgia. Herschel Walker has got to get out there and make noise. And there are other places we could point to. I think there was an expectation among the Republican base. And I don't know, because we haven't really seen much polling on this. This is just me reading the tea leaves. They go after Trump, and a lot of Trump people are very fired up right now. I'm fired up about it. You are. We got Alan Dershowitz joining us later to talk about this affidavit that may be unsealed. You've got the CFO of the Trump organization pleaded guilty, is going to prison. They're bringing that criminal. They're bringing not just bringing criminal charges. They got him on criminal charges. People are saying he may flip. They're going after Rudy Giuliani. There's this all out assault going on using the legal process as a weapon against everything and everyone Trump affiliated and related. And Clay, is it possible that some independents are actually exhausted by this? Not the true believers, not the Trump voters of the past, but the people we want to switch over now to deliver that red wave. Are they just saying, look, I can't take it. I can't handle more of this. I worry about this.
I think it's a very valid concern. And by the way, I think it's a underlying strategic attempt by Democrats who know that Biden has failed virtually everywhere to turn the midterms into a referendum on Trump in some way, which distracts from Democrat failure. And let me tell you, we have been discussing in the Senate in particular that these races are going to be decided in Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Wisconsin. Those are the five. You could toss in New Hampshire. Certainly, it's bad for Republicans if North Carolina and Ohio, for instance, end up being competitive. Those should be right now safe seats in terms of Republicans. But if you look at the odds market, and I'm not talking about polls, right? Because I understand the apprehension, reticence, and discredit that many people have for polls in general. I like to see where people are putting their money. Right now, Democrats are favored to win in Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Nevada. The only of those five seats, our buddy Ron Johnson is favored, and there was just a poll that came out with him down seven. But the of those five, only one of those seats right now, if you were a gambling person and you wanted to put money on who's going to win, all of the four that I just mentioned, Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Nevada, the Democrats favored. That ain't good, Buck. That is suggestive. If that happened, Democrats would have a very solid base. They'd have a three-seat majority in the Senate. And you might be thinking, okay, well, why does this matter? Buck, we know that Democrats were willing to push through nearly $800 billion in additional spending because they were worried about losing the House. What would they spend and what would they do if they controlled the Senate and somehow they managed to pull a rabbit out of their hat and control the House? I think it's time to get really nervous, to get really focused, and to recognize that simply focusing on Biden burning himself and the Democrat House down is not going to be enough to win, in particular in these Senate races, Buck, where you know you have to sell yourself on all of these individual marketplaces. Senates turn on personality oftentimes more than Senate races, personality statewide more than politics.
Clay, the Republican candidates need to be hitting on the issues that voters actually care about and directly tying it not just to Biden, but to the Democrat Party and the Democrat agenda, which has led to so much of this. Why have we seen the biggest surge in crime in really every major city, with only a few exceptions in the country?
Democrat backing of progressive prosecutors, of defund police, of ending, quote, mass incarceration, and their just soft on crime agenda. That should be something that every candidate in every state is tying any Democrat they're running against to. Why is the border? We're going to talk to Tom Homan later on in the show as well, former director, acting director of Immigrations and Customs Enforcement. Super knowledgeable about the border. Was doing that for almost 30 years. He's going to talk to us about how it's the worst it's ever been. You're going to have 2 million illegals officially coming into the country this year. And you're going to have probably another 500,000 to 1 million gotaways on top of that. These are unprecedented numbers. What do people think that does to public expenditures? What do they think that does to emergency rooms, to schools? New York City and Washington, D.C. are complaining about it right now. So we know what that actually means. And then, of course, inflation, everything more expensive, people running up household debt. And the Democrat response is to tax you more and spend more money. GOP has got to go on offense, has to make the case not only about the failures of the Democrat Party and the ideas pushed by it, but also what would the GOP do? What are they offering right now? Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida goes on offense.
Yes.
Who lately can you point to? And Trump is under siege legally, right? So he's just trying to avoid the next, you know, FBI raid. He's not in office right now. Who at the GOP national level is making a case that's resonating? I'm not saying nobody is. People are yelling at me, oh, you know, well, J.D. Vance is doing a great job and Blake Masters is doing a great job. And there are lots of people, but it has to be, you know, it has to be overwhelming. It has to be nationwide. People have to be hearing these voices. We're going to try to bring as many to them as possible to all of you on this show. But Clay, there's been an obvious momentum shift, and it happened. It turned on a dime, and that's what you're seeing in the betting markets, and that's what everybody's feeling. The good news, though, because I don't want us to despair, is that there's still time to turn this thing
around.
There is,
and I just think people need to recognize, look, we're going to be honest with you. There are some people out there who are just going to cheerlead, and they'll cheerlead, and they'll take you right over the waterfall into oblivion. And you will have no idea it's coming. I'm saying, look at what the trend lines are. Recognize that you need to be aggressive. Positive sign, Buck, because you said you wanted a positive here. The people that are running red states, Ron DeSantis, Brian Kemp, and Greg Abbott in big battleground states of Florida, of Georgia, and of Texas, all three of those governors are looking like they are going to win very, very comfortably, even though there are certainly going to be massive attacks levied against all three. Why? Look at what Greg Abbott did. He went to war with the border issue and has won on that issue. Ron DeSantis has been comfortable stepping into the ring and throwing punches constantly. Governor Brian Kemp, I think he's done a phenomenal job as the governor of Georgia. He deserves a second term. These guys are leading the charge right now. But again, 5 seats that are going to decide the Senate right now, Democrats favored in Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Nevada from a betting market perspective, not even talking about the polls, only Wisconsin. And look, New Hampshire's a battleground state, but if it ends up being close in Ohio and North Carolina, it's not a good sign. We are trying to sound the alarm and let you know what needs to happen. This cakewalk that many people anticipated as the red wave was surging earlier this year, it's not going to be as much of a cakewalk right now based on the data and analytics that you see.
While you're struggling to pay for eggs and milk and rent and gas, just remember that these lib lunatics in charge thought it was time to spend a few $100 billion of your money on windmills and electric car tax credits.
Yes.
That's their focus, everybody. So remember that one. And we haven't even gotten on the COVID issue today, but we will return to it because that is where the accountability has to be clear and overwhelming. Otherwise, oh, you think they won't do all that crazy stuff again? Think again. We'll come back to all this team in just a second. Clay and I here in Salt Lake City, guests of KNRS.
And I got to tell you, when your online identity stolen, it's a silent crime. You don't hear sirens going off, no alarm bells, nothing. Cyber thieves somewhere out there on the internet have hacked into a data file and stolen your identity. You might even eventually find out, but by then accounts have opened up in your name. You may have all sorts of bills rolling in that someone else has run up on your behalf. You can change all that by getting your online identity protected with LifeLock by Norton. Important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Your personal information gets exposed so often, making it dangerously easy for a cybercriminal to steal your identity. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own, like loans taken out in your name. No one, remember, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Identity theft protection starts here. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year with promo code CLAY. That's C-L-A-Y. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK. You can also go online to LifeLock.com. Use the promo code CLAY for 25% off. The number one fantasy sports app in America right now is Prize Picks. No surprise. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. I'm loving the app. Unlike other apps on the Prize Picks app, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports that you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, and that's more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. It's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states. Now, Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app today and open your account. You can use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match of up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app, use the promo code CLAY to get set up and get that deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation, and three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Welcome back to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. So you may not have seen this because there's so much going on with regard to the effort to take down all things Trump. But you got this CFO of the Trump Organization has pleaded guilty in a tax evasion case. This is a former top executive now at the Trump family business. I just want to take a moment here to remind everybody, Clay, they have been trying for, 6 years to unseal all of Trump's
tax returns.
Yes.
They have been trying to get a court to do that. They've been bringing all kinds of investigations into the Trump organization. They've now gone after a senior Trump a former Trump executive now. This is for his business, right? Nothing to do with the White House on taxes. And I want to remind everybody, you can see a pattern here. For people who handle classified information, if the government really wants to, especially if you're involved in taking some of it for your personal use because you're a former president, they can find some excuse to say, oh, you're mishandling classified information. Everybody knows if the IRS goes deep enough into your taxes, they're going to find something. Now, I'm not saying this guy Weisselberg didn't do anything bad. I haven't looked that much into it. It says that he took over $1.7 million of untaxed perks. So essentially, he accepted gifts and didn't declare them on his taxes. Now, I'm just going to say this. How many people out there, if the IRS decided to come after you, would find something? Not maybe $1.7 million worth, but something. The point here, Clay, is the machine has been mobilized, obviously, the legal and prosecutorial machinery of the federal government to go after all things Trump. They're settling the scores.
I read all about this case because so many of these investigations are fascinating to me as someone who did former criminal defense work, and how significant are the allegations that are being brought. Buck, a lot of these improprieties on his tax return are based on things like he was given access to a car while he was working at these organizations and didn't declare it, for instance, right? If you got a lease that was paid for by the company, technically almost anything can be classified as income. This is me talking as a lawyer. I was blown away when I started looking at tax law and the way that different aspects of day-to-day existence can be considered a taxable benefit. And so it was cars. I think he had access to an apartment that was paid for by the company. And theoretically, according to these charges, he should have counted that as income and did not. And that's why they caught him on some of these allegations.
There have been books written about this. Three felonies a day, which I know you're familiar with as well. If the government decides that they're going to get you on not what would be considered malum in se, things that are just bad, but malum prohibitum, things that they say are bad, right?
Yes.
You know, hitting somebody over the head with a baseball bat for no reason. We all know that's bad. That's criminal. You go to jail, right? Not declaring on your tax returns that you had access to a company car that you don't earn, that you don't own. That's malum prohibitum. You see what's going on here, folks? You see the game they're playing? They're settling the scores, and they're using the law to do it. We got Alan Dershowitz joining us later to talk about this. Look, we like businesses that treat you fairly, that don't overcharge you just because they can. When it comes to cell phone service, there's one company doing it right, Pure Talk. That's my company. You can lock in talk, text, and data on America's most reliable 5G network for just $30 a month. Compare that to some of the big guys like AT&T, T-Mobile, or Verizon. I was paying triple that before I switched to Pure Talk. Plus, Pure Talk is great customer service, all based in the U.S. I made the switch. It's so easy. These are really good days to save money. Really, any day is a good day to save money. Pure Talk can help you. You just dial #250 and say Clay and Buck. And when you sign up with Pure Talk this month, you'll get 1 month free. When you choose Pure Talk, you're also supporting American jobs and supporting a company whose CEO is a U.S. veteran. And with Pure Talk's no-risk money-back guarantee, you're not going to regret this. So switch to Pure Talk now from your cell phone, and you'll get 1 month free. Dial #250, say Clay and Buck. That's dial #250, say Clay and Buck.
Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We are hanging out here at our affiliate in Salt Lake City in studio together today and tomorrow. Appreciate all of you who listen all over the country, including all throughout the state of Ohio. We have got massive audiences all throughout the state of Ohio. We appreciate you there. I want to hit you with a little bit of sports news because it's probably going to be at the top of many different news angles today. Deshaun Watson, a quarterback now for the Cleveland Browns, formerly of the Houston Texans, Before that, played college football at Clemson. He has been suspended. He has agreed alongside of the NFL to a suspension of 11 games and a fine of $5 million. One of the largest suspensions and fines that has ever existed in the history of the NFL. Buck, he was accused by 30 different women of sexual impropriety related to massages. Some of those women filed civil lawsuits, which have since been settled. No criminal charges were ever brought, but he has now been traded to the Cleveland Browns. He will be eligible to play after an 11-game suspension. That news coming down right about time we started the show today. For those of you like me who are big NFL fans, who are big football fans, who are big college football fans, this has been one of the looming stories that is out there. So just letting you know, I know a lot of you out there are big sports fans and had followed that that story. As always, go to OutKick.com. They will cover sports. We will cover sports in a way that will not drive you insane. I still am involved in running that site, although Fox bought it from me. Okay, so legal issues. I'm assuming, Buck, you do not have a strong take on the Deshaun Watson suspension.
I was unfamiliar with him and his career until about 30 seconds ago. So
there you go. Legal issues. You mentioned the Trump tax investigation into his company and the decisions there. Major hearing today surrounding the Mar-a-Lago raid by the FBI. There is a hearing today on whether the affidavit, which was the underlying supportive evidence for why this warrant was granted in South Florida and why this raid happened, is going to be heard today, I believe, at 1 Eastern. So in about 30 minutes from now, that will be ongoing. To update you a bit, way more intelligent than either Buck or I can do, we'll be talking with Alan Dershowitz at the top of the third hour of this program. It should be absolutely phenomenal discussion with him. But in the meantime, Buck, what's intriguing here is it seems like we've got a little bit of a game of chicken being played from a legal process. You'll remember that Merrick Garland came out last week, a week ago today, and said, we want to unseal the warrant and allow you to know what exactly was seized from the Mar-a-Lago raid. And a lot of people said, well, there's no way Donald Trump's going to agree to that. And then Trump came out and said, okay, yeah, go ahead and do it. And if anything, I would say the unsealing of that warrant has not really helped the Department of Justice in their argument that this was an exigent circumstance and that they 100% had to run in. And we need to know, to have greater clarity about the rationale for this raid, what was in the affidavit. The Department of Justice is saying, no, you can't release the affidavit. Trump wants it released. Many different news organizations, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, among them, are arguing, hey, we need to see the affidavit. The Wall Street Journal this morning, Buck, had one of their editorials in the newspaper saying it is imperative that this affidavit be released. I agree with them. What do you think about this battle?
I think this all boils down to one question, the whole thing. Who is willing to believe the Russia collusion playbook all over again? Who's going to go for this a second time? Remember, fool me once. Remember what Bush said? Fool me once. Can't get fooled again. You know, he's kind of got stuck on that one.
Yeah.
The truth here is that you're seeing a lot of similarities between the early days of Russia collusion, the big lie they told about Donald Trump. And one thing that was so important to recall, you have to see the left's tactics, right? You and I are dissecting the tactics they use, whether it's legal or media propaganda, information warfare, whatever you want to call it, day in and day out. That's what we're doing here. They had these big allegations. Trump stole the 2016 election with Russia's help. That's what they said.
Yep.
And then it was, oh, there's this really damaging leak. And then they get people to say, well, based on this really damaging leak that is always absent the full context, you don't actually see the full documents. Based on all this, don't you condemn this? And they start changing people's minds. What they try to do, in essence, is push people into a collective illusion as quickly as possible. Because once they get them to go to the collective illusion of,
I guess Trump did steal the Russia election. I'm sorry, Trump did steal the election in 2016 with Russia's help. Then there's the ideological allegiance of, well, I don't want to be the dumb guy who's wrong on this one. So they've got you, right? But the more information that came out, the more we saw the, you know, the thing about the PP tape and the, you know, the
Steele dossier. Yes.
Yes, thank you. It's more fun to call it the other thing, but
the golden shower lies. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy to even talk about the biggest news organizations in the country. I have not forgotten. I remember you, CNN. I remember you, New York Times, Washington Post. They were running with all this stuff. Like, of course it's true. Anybody who knew Trump was like, there is zero chance this stuff actually went down. Zero chance. I mean, this is bonkers. And yet you see that they tried to get the narrative in place before the information came out. I think you can expect exactly the same thing to continue to occur here because you'll see a trend. I'm gonna go, you know, you like to bet. I wish there's a way to bet on this. The trend will be the more information, actual information, not leaks,
yes,
not news stories, the more documentation we have about the Mar-a-Lago raid, the more obvious it will be that this was trumped up, that this was exaggerated. There weren't nuclear secrets. I mean, stop to ask a fundamental question I asked about Russia collusion from the beginning was, Clay, it didn't even make sense.
Yeah.
It's a crazy idea. You're going to be in Putin's pocket for all four. He could dump you at any point in time by exposing this. It's the dumbest plan. And by the way, Trump told me this later on. I think he'd heard me say it. He said, Russia collusion, it doesn't even make any bleeping sense. Totally true.
Yeah.
Actually, he said that to me in the Oval Office a long time ago. And on this issue, why would Trump want to keep nuclear secrets, everybody? Think about that. First of all, he has no idea what's in the boxes. And second of all, why would he want that? It makes no sense. He's not trying to sell nuclear secrets to the Chinese libs. I'm sorry. Your stupid lies aren't going to work on everybody. So that's why I think this unsealing that's going to come, this hearing that's going to happen is so interesting. I think they're going to say no, and then I think there'll be more pressure. I think eventually they're going to say yes. It'll be redacted, and we'll say we need to see the redactions. What does that feel like? Russia, Russia, Russia.
Well, and they'll say
again,
you can't see the reactions because the state secrets are so important that if we reveal this, there will be major issues. And here is where this becomes a huge win for Democrats. I just got to be honest with you.
Oh, huge win for Democrats.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Listen, because we're talking about defending Trump instead of attacking Biden.
Well, this is the point. Even
that is that is their play.
Distraction and defense. They get that no matter what through
they,
this. It turns into distraction for us and defense that we have to go on instead of, hey, you know, the Democrats elected a guy who's visibly senile, failed on COVID, and has made the economy much worse than any of us anticipated.
If the story is Biden, Democrats have a red wave that sweeps over them. If the story was a Mar-a-Lago raid justified or not by the FBI, many people go back to their respective camps. Buck, you know, one of the biggest challenges out there, getting people to change their minds. Get people. That's why we've had so much difficulty in getting people to believe that masks don't work. The data is overwhelming, but it takes so long to get people to come off whatever their opinion is. And Trump, to a large extent, is a known quantity. And so the usual suspects run to their corners and say, Trump is the worst human being ever. He's got to be in prison. And then people like you and me, who I believe are logical, and many of our listeners, sit and look. But when we're defending Trump, we're not attacking Biden. And so the raid on Trump is in, don't miss what's going on here, it's an offensive attack by Democrats, which forces us to get distracted into the defense of Trump as opposed to the prosecution of Biden's failures as president. And that is what we are dealing with right now. Doesn't mean these are not legitimate discussions we should be having. We certainly should. But the Democrats are controlling the narrative cycle based on their raid. Got to tell you about my friend MyPillow, Mike Lindell at MyPillow. Brand new all-season slippers, slides, and sandals under $30. My wife's out here in Salt Lake City with us. Also, my youngest son. We're going to have an incredible time this weekend. Do you know what shoes she brought with her? These slippers. She's got the slippers to wear all over Salt Lake City. She had them on in the hotel room this morning. She absolutely loves them. You will love them too. She is buying them for all of her friends, and you can do as well the same thing for only $29.98 with the promo code Clay and Buck. You can log on to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, use the promo code Clay and Buck to receive this limited time offer. 1 year warranty, 60-day money back guarantee. MyPillow.com, promo code Clay and Buck. You can also call 800-792-3269. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials and use the code Clay and Buck. You're going to love these slippers for just $29.98.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it will get you, though? For $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average size family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can keep your cell phone number and your phone, or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids.
Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values, who supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks. Go to puretalk.com/buck to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/buck.
Welcome back to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Clay and I are hanging out here in studio in Salt Lake City at our great affiliate KNRS. Really enjoying so far the fantastic hospitality both of the station and the fine people here of Salt Lake City. Got off the plane, got a big high five from a Clay and Buck fan right away, Clay. So, like I said, Salt Lake City, a lot of our folks are here. It's an honor to get to actually hang out with them. And if you see a guy wandering around the streets of downtown Salt Lake with flip-flops on, who looks like he's on a permanent Hawaiian vacation, has a beard, that is Clay.
Probably me.
It's Clay. And if you see a big swoop of hair kind of bobbing around and some boat shoes, probably me. So, Minneapolis Public Schools defending the policy that the teachers unions tried. Clay, I know you saw this.
We talked about it on Hannity this week. It's crazy.
Defending the policy to prioritize retaining educators of color when determining layoffs. So this is a straight up fire the white people first policy. That is what they were discussing here.
Yes.
That is, let's describe what it is. It is, hey, we're going to fire white teachers before we fire other teachers. And also, there's so many fascinating components of it you have to think about. So if you are, you know, people often talk about like a white Hispanic. How does that factor into this? Or if you're of two different heritages, how does that factor into this policy? They're getting a lot of heat over this, but I do think it's an important reminder that eventually anti-racism policy just turns into racism. It's just a question of how far they push it. Anti-racism turns into what I believe Justice Alito referred to in a Supreme Court decision as the racial spoils system.
Well, and this is why I believe this Supreme Court case this fall has the potential to be so transformative in so many different ways. Because what used to be sort of the affirmative action policies that only impacted white people, now Asians are getting wildly discriminated against when it comes to, based on the data that's out there, applying to Ivy League schools, trying to get into elite public high schools, for instance. All over New York City, this has been a major battle where you live. It's been a major battle, I know, in Northern Virginia, where they have many different elite schools. And this idea that minorities should get a benefit, but now they're slicing and dicing the minority population. Wait a minute, Asians are too successful, so they should be put into the white camp. And Asian people are saying, wait a minute, many of these kids, when you look at who's going to the New York City public schools, many of them are sons and daughters of immigrants. That is, it's not as if they're wildly successful economically. They are just committing themselves to the educational system and scoring at very high rates, which, Buck, you know, was the original reason why the SAT and the ACT and all these nationwide testing services began, was because Jewish people were being discriminated against at Ivy League institutions, and the Ivy League schools were trying to have as many white Anglo-Saxon Protestants, the WASP population, as possible, and they wanted to be able to consider all applicants on an even playing field. Well, now Asians are rising up and dunking all over everybody else when it comes to academic achievement. And so these lawsuits, which I believe are ultimately going to succeed, are going to do away in a large measure with what's going on here. When really, let's be honest, the easy solution for teachers is you get to keep your job, whether it's fair or foul, based on seniority, which is how most of this goes, right? The younger teachers get pushed out.
Because being a good teacher, it's not like you're a hedge fund manager and you look at the percentage you're up. It's subjective who the best teacher is. So I do understand why seniority exists, even though
which is sometimes fair it means, across the board.
Sometimes it means better younger teachers get
no doubt,
the short end
happens.
Of the stick. You know what's so interesting, though? You bring up how Asian Americans are at the forefront now, and quite literally in the Supreme Court sense, but more generally in the fight against, let's be honest, affirmative action has just turned into racism. It's racism by a different name. And they expand it to certain groups and not other groups. And they decide that they're going to be adding discriminated groups that they say are marginalized with. There's no like referendum on this. It's just, the left decides. On a per capita basis, percentage-wise, I should say, Asian Americans are actually the poorest ethnic demographic in New York City, which is a shock to people. But Asia now, and that encompasses South Asia as well as what we think of as East Asia in this country, there are a lot of Asian immigrants who arrive in New York penniless, basically, with not a dollar to their names. And they own businesses over time, and they send their children to first maybe city or community college, and then within a generation or two, their kids are going to state college or even Harvard, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's a very rapid ascent that occurs, and I know it. I'm familiar with it in these communities. I applied to, got into a school called Stuyvesant, which is the
one of the most famous public schools in the entire country.
I didn't go because I got a full scholarship to go to a Jesuit school, so it was $0 or $0. But the point is, this really harms the narrative of everything in this country is racist and white supremacy determines how the school system, particularly elite schools, function because Asians are arriving here, Asian Americans are sending their children to schools that are at the very top, including Harvard, and it just doesn't add up based on what the left says, so... This is what we're up against, Clay. They don't really pay attention to what the reality is. Oh, and at Harvard, they were saying specifically that this was in the documents that are in the Students for Fair Admission lawsuit. They kept saying that Asians, this is Harvard University, Asians lacked leadership qualities, which that kept coming up in the analysis and the admissions, to which a lot of people said, what the heck does that mean?
Sounded like it was super racist.
Sounds kind of racist.
Yeah.
Harvard.
And I think that this is going to be one of the most transformative cases that we have heard in a very long time when you contemplate what's going to be happening in this case before all is said and done. Next hour, keep hanging with us.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget.
Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young kids, builds specially adapted smart homes for severely injured veterans, and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness.
David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of his first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor.
Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.